As long as I can remember, there were stories. Great stories of courage and heroism. Stories of bold souls and small miracles. And within these stories, there were promises. Promises that spoke of an inbreaking of a new reality, a hope-filled change that we could participate in, turning our simple lives into the stuff of legend. And today, change is afoot. I can feel it. There is a star that is already rising, even in daylight. It frightens and excites me, and I cannot wait to be its witness.
Have you ever imagined that this world is a promise being kept? What a wonderful thought. I promise that day will follow night, that snow will fall in winter, that spring will let rivers run free, and that leaves will turn color in autumn, and summer will offer lazy nights for dreaming. This is a promise being kept. It's a promise made by God who has wondrous things in store.
I will recount the gracious deeds of the Lord because of all that the Lord has done for us.
Sometimes the promises being kept are very special. They are not only for everyone in general. Sometimes they are meant just for you, as if one star shone all its light on you, or one bird sang all its songs for you. You may not recognize it at first, but slowly you realize that something very, very special is happening right where you are.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to the town of Galilee, called Nazareth, to a young woman engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The woman's name was Mary.
He came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and wondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. And he will be called the Son of the Most High. And God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel,
"How can this be?"
The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God, for nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said,
"Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word."
To make you new,
this child that you deliver.
soon deliver you.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to the blind man?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm with his hand?
Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know?
Oh, Mary, did you know?
In this light, I see how brave you are. Your eyes reveal those things you cannot say about God's blessing, about the journey. But Mary, I promise you, we shall live this dream together. The story will unfold as God decreed.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child.
Thank you.
While they were there, the time came for her to deliver the child, and she gave birth to her firstborn and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
Little one, tonight we know only joy. See how the angels guard your sleep. The shepherds and the baby sheep will gather soon to keep you warm and love you.
Promise can be very quiet, but it is never fully silent. Sometimes it rustles as a wind through the grass. Sometimes it soars over our head like an owl on the wing. And sometimes it lifts up a small light in a great darkness. And sometimes it sings a song in your heart, a song you cannot shake.
The people who have walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in the land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest.
For a child has been born to us, a son given for us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority will grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
I have come out blinking from the darkness, out of a deep sleep and a great divide. Traveling now to a stranger morning, I am unsure. A little lost. Would we leave well enough alone and return and go back to where I came from, were it not for a sense that I have stepped outside of time, that everything or nothing has changed, that I and my world are suspended, held between utter stillness and God's miraculous promise.
In that region, there were shepherds living in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing good news of great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying,
"Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace and goodwill to all people."
When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing which has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child laying in the manger.
A promise changes everything. It says, "I love you, and I'm going to stay right here until you realize I love you. How long I have loved you, how much I have loved you, how long I will love you. I will stay here today, tomorrow, the next day, the next month, the next year. I will stay beside you forever. You will see me, hear me, know me. I love you. Everything is moving until we meet, until the love and the promise become one."
Now, in the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed at the rising his star and have come to pay him homage."
When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "Then Herod secretly called for the wise men.
Herod learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared and then sent them to Bethlehem, saying,
"Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I may also go and bring him homage."
When they had heard the king, they set out. But Herod's fear, it seems, had hardened his heart. One of his guards, the youngest and most curious, observed the change and pondered its meaning for the nation, for his people, and for the fate of his very own soul.
"He is my king. His commands are my duty. They fashion my sorry world and give it purpose. And yet his manner frightens me. I sense all is not well. As Herod is troubled, trouble brews for me. Were I a brave man, I would run and risk his fury. Were I a strong man, I would heave this heavy night into the dawn. Were I a wise man, I would be the loving gift to mark the birth. But God forgive me, I am shrinking in my shoes, so I obey to the squalling end of innocence. I obey."
Sometimes a whisper can be heard far away. Three kings traveled, and there ahead of them went a star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child lay. And when they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy.
And in that moment, fear and sadness fell away, and new life called to the world, softly and tenderly, softly and tenderly. This precious gift comes with a note and a promise. "I am with you," it says. "I can help you. Rest in my newborn love."
Yeah.
frankincense to offer have I. Incense owns the deity nigh. Prayer and praising, raising, worshiping God most high.
On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. They opened their treasure chests and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road.
Promises never die. They are strong and call us wherever we are. They wrap us within them as do scarves for comfort and hats just for fun. They gather around a Christmas tree, dancing brightly for the season. So hallowed and gracious is the time.
Oh, my love, this hand I have for my true love.
No longer shall I scratch my dreams in the dust. They have come true. No longer shall I drown my song in the dreadful darkening sea. I sing for joy, for the promised one has come, and nothing can destroy the will, the call to rise as one and to tell and retell the great story and to brave this rush of love. Amen.